Welcome back to the Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm Elchanan Bick. Before we begin with the program itself, I would like to finally take an opportunity to introduce myself as the new producer and host of the show, and to fill you all in on the situation regarding the show's future, Charlie's role, and to provide some insight into the process of producing the show. We first met in order to discuss an ambitious new project, which was supposed to be another archive for the website, giving access to a library of digitized 78 RPM records of a similar strain to the excellent resources at FAU and the Dartmouth Jewish Sound Archives, only ours would be cantorial specific, for a plethora of reasons that plan never fully materialized. I wasn't too satisfied with the quality of the transfers I had completed, and at some point after I had been recruited to produce and host the program, those plans were put on ice. Now I produce, host, and upload the program to the website. My voice is the only voice which you're going to hear introducing the shows and individual performances going forward. Though, if fortunate, we should receive an occasional introduction by Charlie Bernhout attached to a long-forgotten show, pulled from the depths of the archive and rejuvenated. In my stewardship of the program, our listeners may have noticed a change in the frequency of online uploads. Charlie's impressive pace of two shows a week is simply not sustainable for me, and it's with a devoted effort that we endeavor to continue the show on into the long future on a more manageable monthly interval. I believe that the quality of production should be commensurate, and I will go into that briefly. The standard show is a curated selection of cantors whose performances on vinyl record I transfer directly from the analog disc. In this instance, the recording goes through minimal software editing to remove clicks and crackle from the audio. 78s and live recordings, those require more extensive editing to improve vocal clarity, among other things, in order to provide the most pleasurable and true-to-life listening experience to the purist and enthusiast. Deriving from the analog source assures an unmatched quality of sound, as it's crucial to avoid the endless, low-quality, overproduced digital transfers that are the typical stock of the mass-produced digital releases. It is a snapshot of the commitment to a standard which ultimately illustrates the purpose of the program from its inception to its current iteration, and regardless of who the host or who the producer may be. And that is the proliferation of Chazanut and the posterity of this great legacy. Now, for the program, and for the first selection for the program, we have selected cantor Louis Danto in Prayers of My People. Cantor Louis Danto had a voice of ethereal beauty, an angelic voice, and that will be evident as you listen to his recording of Avinu Malkeinu. It's track 4 on side 2 of the record, and it is the recording composed by David Moshe Steinberg and sung by cantor Louis Danto.
Oh,
Cantor Maisie Taube was born in the year 1927 in Krakow in Poland. At 8 years old, he began studying Chazanut with the famous Krakow cantors Shmuel Kaufman and Yossel Mandelbaum. After Cantor Taube was liberated from a concentration camp in Germany, he migrated to Palestine, where he joined the underground Haganah movement. He held the position as cantor at the prominent Bogoshov Synagogue in Tel Aviv before coming to the United States in 1957. 3 days after his arrival, he was engaged by one of the oldest synagogues in the country, Congregation Shaarei Tzedek in New York City. Subsequently, in 1965, he became cantor at Congregation Beth Shalom in Pittsburgh, where he served for more than 40 years. He passed away on November 11th, 2020, at 93 years old. The following selection is Lo Lanu by Cantor Maisie Taube.
Oh. Kulasher Havetz.
Adoshem, Yirehu,
Rabbi and cantor Hyman Milman was born in Bessarabia in 1893. He first became a cantor in Kishinev and then at the Great Synagogue of Chotin. Next, he became cantor at the Tambiel Synagogue in Chernivitz. When cantor Milman arrived in the United States, he sang at the Great Synagogues around the U.S. and Canada. During the time that he was serving in Philadelphia, he was also a member of the Orthodox Rabbinical Association of Philadelphia. Rabbi and cantor Milman composed many prayers which were published by the Metro Music Company for the Sabbath and High Holy Days. The following selection is Habet Mishamayim by cantor Hyman Milman. Thank you. Cantor David Rosenzweig was born in the United States into a family whose Orthodox history includes a long line of Baal Tefillot. At an early age, his family noticed that he possessed a beautiful alto-soprano voice. This discovery led him to sing with the well-known choirs of that era. He studied vocal techniques with Herman Semyatin, chief cantor of London, England, and with cantor David Koussevitzky. He performed with many renowned cantors of the time, including Moshe Koussevitzky and Leibele Waldman. Cantor Rosenzweig was a graduate of the Cantorial Academy of New York. He frequently performed selections from the Golden Age cantors, as well as the works of Moshe and David Koussevitzky. The following selection, Ata Yodea, was arranged by David Rosenzweig.
Ata Yodea, Ata yodeya rose yoelam, rose yoelam. Ata yodeya rose Salomos, Sisrei kol chay, Sisrei kol chay, Ato chayfei. Kol Ato yodeya
Lyric tenor Ilio Treistman was born in Soroka, Bessarabia. After the Second World War, he migrated to Israel and served in the Israeli Air Force. He was a graduate of the Tel Aviv Academy of Music. He also studied voice with renowned cantors Leib Glantz and Shlomo Ravitz. Cantor Treisman made numerous concert appearances throughout Israel and Europe, and he has officiated as cantor of some of Israel's most distinguished synagogues on numerous occasions before heads of state and important dignitaries. In England, he held a coveted post as cantor of one of London's largest synagogues. He also served as chief cantor of the Grand Synagogue of Caracas in Venezuela. He appeared on radio and television, and in 1967 appeared in a special half-hour television documentary program of liturgical music. He accepted the cantorial position as cantor of Congregation Beth Israel in Vineland, New Jersey in 1965. The following selection is Kol Hashem, sung by lyric tenor Elio Treisman. Of the In the Synagogue with the Great Cantors series produced by the Greater Recording Company is Volume 4, Part 2, titled Cantor Shimon Kugel Sings Original Cantorial Compositions. Now, if the name sounds familiar to you, you may remember him as the popular singer and composer of Hasidic music, who produced many albums on vinyl record and CDs. However, here early in his career, he is presented as a young cantor. In the selection, Psalm 24, LeDavid Mizmor.
David Mizemar Lashem Ha'aretz Umela'ah Al yamim yesodo ve'al nehoros yecho.
By cantor Paul Zim is the selection Leman Yirbu from the Daily Shema services. This selection was arranged by cantor Zim and is performed in the year 1977.
Vayom el Adushem el Moshe leimor beir el bene Israel yom aretolihem v'yosulohem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem ledoar robo esom ונוסנו על ציציס הקונו פסילתכם והיו לכם לציציס וראיתם
Cantor David Kusevitsky was born in 1911 in Smorgon, a town located near Lithuania. In his youth, he sang in the choir of his brother Moshe in the great synagogue in Vilna. His original interest was in conducting. When his brother Jacob was appointed as cantor in Lemberg, he brought David to direct the choir there, and subsequently, when Simcha accepted a cantorial position in Ravna, David went there as well to become choir master. Later, when Simcha vacated his post in Ravna, David took over as chief cantor, a position he retained for 3 years before traveling to London to take the position as cantor of the Hendon Synagogue. He remained there in London throughout the Second World War, and in 1948 emigrated to America and became cantor of Temple Emmanuel in Borough Park in Brooklyn. He frequently gave concert tours throughout America and throughout Israel. He passed away in the year 1985. The following selection is Uz Bikol by cantor David Kusevitsky. Cantor Shalom Katz was born in 1919 in Romania and became acclaimed throughout Europe and America as a great artist. His concert tours throughout Europe, the United States, Canada, and Israel received praise from both critics and audiences. Cantor Shalom Katz was trained at the Musical Academy in Vienna, and before the war was chief cantor at Chisinau in Bessarabia, one of the largest Jewish communities in Europe. He passed away in 1982. The following recording is Vili Rushalayim Ircha by cantor Shalom Katz with Abe Elstein at the organ.
Yerushalayim ircho berachamim berachamim tosho velirushalayim Vesishkoin besoicho kosher dimarto kosher dimarto Soicho kosher dibarto kosher dibarto Veli Yerushalayim ircho Rachamim toshav v'sishkoin besoicho kosher dibarto Meheiru sei chotochin vechi sei David 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 achon vechi sei David David L'soicha tachin Baruch tu Hashem Boinei Boinei Bonnei Bonnei
And that concludes another hour of Cantorial Soul Music. On the Jewish Soul Music Program, you can contact Charlie Bernhout at cbjmusic@aol.com. All comments and suggestions certainly welcome. In the meantime, continue to visit the archives for a vast treasury of cantorial music and regular shows uploaded every month to the archives.